How are you? Welcome to this weekend's Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's the weekend. That means it's mentor moment time. And today, your mentor is Rena Maycock, the founder of Kilter. So Rena is going to explain to us why she moved from a highly successful job as being a CEO to go out on her own. For her, it's all about agency. It's all about freedom. So if you're someone that has a job and you're waiting for that magic moment of when you know it's the right time, today's mentor is going to explain to you exactly that. First, quick thank you to my partners. I've got a massive ambition for this podcast. I want to make this the number one business podcast in the world. If I'm going to do that, I've got to be world-class on every single level. And that includes having a world-class studio, which I now have at iconic offices, The Green Room. It's an incredible space. I first recorded here with my live pod back in June and I loved it. And get this, it's publicly bookable. That means you can go online and book it right now. As I said, it's called The Green Room. It's a private cinema and screening room. That means it's perfect to wow a client with a pitch, host a private screening, or do what I do, record a podcast here. So as I record here, and as you know, I'm a member of Iconic Offices, I've got the team at Iconic Offices to hook us up with a number of exclusive complimentary office trials and discounts for my audience for booking this exact space. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description, grab the offer that works best for you. Thanks, Iconic Offices. I'm building much more than a podcast with the Entrepreneur Experiment and have a very clear vision of what I'm trying to achieve. One of those goals was to get involved in funding Irish businesses, and I've just achieved that goal. I've joined the Quintus Capital team as a special advisor to the EIIS Innovation Fund. I spent the last couple of years getting to know the team, learning about the industry, and the time has come to join forces. The EIIS Innovation Fund has invested in several of the podcast guests you know and love already, such as Matthew and Katie from Squid and Peggy Crowley of Ground Wellbeing, which has made the decision to join the fund a really, really simple one. EIIS Tax Relief provides significant tax refunds to investors who back Irish SMEs. However, the main issue with EIS is finding the right companies to invest in. This is where the EIS Innovation Fund comes in. It has an experienced management team to allocate your capital. They're now raising capital for November and December to deploy in 2024. If you are interested in becoming an investor, please visit EIIS.fund, so EIIS.fund, or download a copy of the online brochure in the show notes. Ever find yourself jumping from task to task? Sudden eureka moments at the weirdest hours and you forget little details? Does that sound familiar? That might be ADHD, and ADHD Now are here to help. Their experienced clinical professionals conduct video consultations at your schedule and help you manage and understand these symptoms, turning them into your unique assets. Visit adhdnow.ie/fox and use the code FOX10 at checkout for 10% discount on your initial consultation and full assessment.
I used to look at business people and I used to think, why would you own a business? You take all the risk. I'm not interested in risk. I want to get my pay packet at the end of the month. I want to go and buy my clothes, my cars, and not be bothered with it. I want to, you know, close the door at the end of the night and just think about what I'm going to eat, not how I'm going to run my business, you know? And that just changed. And I think it was all about agency. Okay. It was about not answering to people. It was about freedom to grow, freedom to expand, and that autonomy. You know, starting to getting into those management positions where I started to understand how businesses worked, I just started to get really excited about it. And I wanted my own.
That's really interesting. I'm always curious as to what sparks people. Generally, it's they've seen family members do it. That's nearly 9 times out of 10. That's where the answer comes from. But I'm always curious as to the journey. What was the journey? And often people don't talk about the realities of, I need to earn money. I think that's a reality. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, it's kind of sexy to run your own business. Oh, it's cool. Oh, you run your own hours, class. But like we talked about earlier, you know, it's not quite that simple, and it's not the land of milk and honey that people think, oh, if you want to get rich, start your own business. Not really, you know?
No, there's a huge amount of risk involved. And I think it takes a certain type of personality. You know, I'm part of the startup community a few years now, and I've got a lot of extremely good friends in it. And we all share that. We all share that risk. We all compromise. You know, we know that if we were to go and work for the man, we'd earn 3, maybe even 4 times what we can pay ourselves in startup. But it's all about the potential.
Mm.
How big can I grow this?
Yeah.
How, and I have an enormous, I don't know why I'm telling you this, I've got an enormous fear of regret. It's actually my biggest fear, regret.
Fear of regret.
Okay. Regret. I fear regret. I don't fear anything that other people inflict on me because I don't have any control over it.
Great way to look at it.
I've got control over myself.
Mm.
I've got control over my own decisions. And when I'm having those bad days, and every entrepreneur, if they're honest with you, has those bad days, those moments of self-doubt where you kind of go, oh my God, because losses are amplified when you're in startup. Wins are amplified in startup because they have to be. You have to refill those pots of optimism. But it's thoughts of me getting to retirement age and knowing I could have done better, worked harder, pushed more, and really got the best out of myself.
Mm.
I am terrified of getting to that point and thinking, I should have done more. I could have done this. I could have done that. And so I live by a philosophy of there's always a way. There's always a way. You know, someone says no to you. How do you turn that into a yes? Or how do you get a yes from someone else? There's always a way. And so I suppose what energizes me probably is that fear of regret.
That's beautiful.
It's very deep.
It is.
Why are you making me say these things?
It's brilliant though. I love when people are honest because often we don't even know ourselves. I often ask people, what's your motivation? What drives you? And often they're not sure. They're just kind of stumbling forward one step in front of the other. Mm-hmm. I think, and you know what I love? From someone like yourself, having an entrepreneur who's experienced on, who's done multiple successful businesses, what's really interesting is the fear stays with you. Mm. You kind of think, you've made it, inverted commas, to people looking at Rena outside go, oh my God. I only had this conversation with a friend of mine last week. I was like, you know, you're class. Like everyone looks at you and thinks you're brilliant. You've done this huge high profile entrepreneur. I was like, you're amazing. Look at this. She goes, but yeah, but I haven't done this, and this. I'm like, that is so interesting because it's a common trait again that we often are unable to step outside ourselves and go, okay, you've achieved this, and this, but I haven't achieved this. It's amazing that common trait of the push, the drive. People, they always talk about that kind of, oh, are they born or made? I'm not really sure where I sit on that side of the spectrum. I think it's a bit of both, but it's fascinating to see an experienced entrepreneur like you talk so openly about that.
It is one of those things. If I'm honest, it is fear. It's fear of not maximizing my potential. And I sound very woolly, but I suppose, you know, setting a good example for my kids. And I love the idea of a rest. I'm not going to lie, Gary. I love the idea of a rest, but I know my personality. I know I'm not cut out for resting. Yeah. That sounds like a very strange thing to say, but I've discussed it with Fergal quite a bit. You know, if you have a bad day, you'd be like, I'm just sick of this. Oh, I'd love to just retire. And he's like, you wouldn't be able to retire.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think a lot of entrepreneurs can't. I'd fear it. I'd hate to retire. I couldn't think of anything worse.
Yeah.
If you said, oh, I do this. I'm having fun right now doing this. I couldn't think of, this is not work for me. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs, okay, you've tasted, you're like, this is just utterly soul destroying. But it's the freedom. Someone asked me last week, it was for a college assignment. They're like, why are you an entrepreneur? And I was like, oh God, I don't know. I had like 20 seconds of like deep soul searching. I was like, I don't know. I was like, it's the freedom. It's the freedom to...
It is the freedom.
Unlimited potential. You know, and it's not like the freedom to go play golf on a Monday morning. That's class two, but it's the freedom to choose, I think. It's the freedom to choose. I can choose to work this hard. I can choose to do this. What would a rest look like for you now? I'm not talking about retirement. What would you like to do as a rest? Or how do you recharge is probably a better question. The other one's probably a bit too deep. How do you recharge?
I walk 7.5 kilometers every day.
Very specific.
And that's my recharge.
Very specific. 7.5 kilometers, no more, no less.
This is very true. It's a specific route, Gary. I'm a creature of habit.
Okay.
That's my recharge. That's where I get kind of my my deep thinking done.
Mm.
It used to be driving. I used to commute and I used to love that thought process, just being left alone with my thoughts. It's when I came up with my best stuff. A rest, a proper rest, probably like, look, a week away with the kids, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm really, I do find it very difficult to switch off.
Mm.
I wouldn't be able to leave my emails off for a week or not look at stuff. I'd be bored. I'd actually be bored in my brain. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I find that extremely, extremely tricky. But like you say, it's freedom. I always say we never have that. Like when you toy with the idea of going working for the man, you think, oh, Jesus, no. I mean, immediately it's no, because I never have that Sunday night feeling that I didn't do my ecker. You know, I never have that dread.
Yeah.
My friends do.
Mm-hmm.
They might earn, you know, great wages, but they have that dread. They're going in, they're answering to somebody, they're competing with their colleagues for promotions. They're all of that dynamic that I said goodbye to gratefully. They've got to deal with that. Mm-hmm. You know, so yes, it is stressful being a startup entrepreneur. It is, you know, it's difficult being a business person. You know, there are up days, down days, but it's way better in my view.
Yeah.
It's just better.
We swapped the Sunday night dread for continual dread.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's broken up, isn't it? It either is for you or it's not for you. I think that that's very, very, very clear quite early. Either you thrive in it or you're like, no, I actually would prefer an hour's dread on a Sunday, and then the rest of the week is relatively okay.
Hope you enjoyed that chat with Rena. If you want to go back and listen to the full episode, it's episode 192, and that's with Rena Maycock. I'll see you back here in a couple of days for a brand new episode. Have a great week.